وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity,
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. This is Hussein Latifi and you're listening to the program for Humanity from IRIB English Radio. In the previous episode, we talked about different principles and aspects of the discussion of humanity in the Holy Quran. And we ended up in the discussion of the distinction between dunya and akhirah. In the journey of perfection of man, this distinction is very important because those who reduce their sight to this dunya, they cannot understand the plan that Allah has for humanity. The belief and faith in the hereafter is a major player in the overall perfection of mankind. We were talking about the comparisons that Quran makes between the life of dunya and akhirah, and the way it describes life of dunya. One thing that is repeated in the Holy Quran in different verses is the concept of those who sell their akhirah for dunya. They engage in a kind of transaction in which they sell their akhirah, they sell their hereafter, they sell their eternal happiness in order to get something in this dunya, some transient, something that is short-lived in this dunya. And Quran says this is true loss in different verses. Also, Quran gives the example of those who sell their dunya, sell their lives to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for akhirah. Inna Allah ishtara min al-mu'minin. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala buys from mu'min, purchases from mu'minin anfusahum wa amwalahum. Either their soul, talking about martyrs, or amwalahum for those who make donations in the righteous way, in the ways of spreading religion and spreading virtues among people, charity, helping others. All of these are examples of making a deal with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In other words, it says, "Man dhalladhi yuqridu Allah qardan hasana." Those people who lend their money to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, either in this dunya or in the hereafter, pays them back to the extent that they don't even expect it. So this also is there, the concept of selling one's akhirah for dunya, or selling one's dunya for the sake of akhirah. And Quran, by this example, tries to show us that human perfection can happen in this way as well. Or human loss, the loss of perfection, by selling akhirah for dunya. A person not knowing the value of something. For example, imagine there's a kid who does not know the value of gold. And then a person comes to her and says, okay, give me that ring, golden ring, and I give you, I don't know, this snack, which is very delicious. And the kid doesn't know that golden ring is equal to many, many more stacks. And she makes the deal. And then when she grows up or she's informed about the wrong decision that she's made, she can't do anything about it. The same is true for people who sell their akhirah, who don't know the reality, the value that they have, their soul has, or the eternal position that they could enjoy because of something in this dunya. Only because they could understand the pleasure of this dunya more easily, and they did not know the value of the hereafter and the things in the hereafter. May Allah help us in making right decisions in the dilemmas that we have in our life. We go for a break and we come back for continuing.
Dear listeners, you are listening to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back. This is Hossein Latifi, and you're listening to the program For Humanity from IRIB English Radio. We were talking about the comparisons between dunya and akhirah. And we said that this dunya is, in comparison to akhirah, is very small. But it doesn't mean that Quran discourages us from dunya and all the pleasures and blessings of dunya altogether. No, we know that there are verses of the Holy Quran. For example, one famous prayer that I think almost all Muslims, they make, رَبَّنَا أَتَنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَا. Quran encourages us to ask for the blessings of dunya as well. Or for example, when Quran talks about some prophets, like for example, Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam, says وَآتَيْنَاهُ فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَا. We have given Ibrahim in this life حَسَنَا, blessing. وَأَنَّهُ فِي الْآخِرَةِ لَمِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ. And also on the day of judgment, he will be among the righteous. Or for example, فَآتَاهُمُ اللَّهُ ثَوَابَ الدُّنْيَا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives them in description of some believers, faithful. Allah says, we have given them ثواب الدنيا وحسن ثواب الآخرة, and the best blessings of the hereafter. And also about Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam, وَلَقَدْ اصْطَفَيْنَاهُ فِي الدُّنْيَا. We have chosen him in this life. وَإِنَّهُ فِي الْآخِرَةِ لَمِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ. So the blessing of this dunya is not bad. As I said, this is actually a necessary constituent in the perfection of mankind. And ignoring dunya altogether is not something that Quran recommends. Actually, Quran criticizes those who abandon dunya completely, and he refers to them as ruhbaniyatan ibtada'uha. They created, innovated something that was not part of their religion. Some of the people of previous religions, they abandoned dunya and they left the pleasures of dunya altogether, and Quran discourages that. The fact of the matter is that, or the main secret, as I said, is to know what is the true life and the real thing that we have ahead of us, and what is a short period of time that we have in this dunya, and to maintain a balance, especially in the moments of life that we want to make decisions, never to fall to the traps of ghurur, deception of dunya. Mata'ul ghurur, another keyword that Quran uses for dunya, that it deceives people. And the description of that deception is interesting. Because dunya displays itself, the life of this world displays itself as if it is enduring and it continues forever, while it is not. Many people think that the life of the world continues forever, but it does not continue forever. And at the same time, they think their actions finish. For example, if I tell a lie now, if I do this, it finishes. It's only some seconds that I tell a lie and it finishes. While in fact, it is your action that remains and stays with you. And it is the dunya that leaves you alone. You see the opposition here. Exactly the opposite of what we think. We think dunya continues to stay and our actions are fading away. While in fact, dunya is fading away and our actions will remain for us for eternity. We ask for help from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we seek refuge to Him from our mistakes and from the deception of dunya. Thank you very much for listening. Have a good time. Walhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu ala Nabi, sallallahu ala Muhammad, wa ala Nabi.